Moncrief on News Talk.
Even though people have been getting their nails done for thousands of years, there seems to be a bit of an explosion of nail bars in Ireland. So what's driving this? Is it Instagram? Or is it to do with a sense of nail-based camaraderie? News Talk's cuticle correspondent Henry McKean has been sticking his fingers into this issue. Good afternoon, Henry.
I have, Sean. I'm loving those puns. They're fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, they're great.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, is it the new coffee shop? Is it the new donut shop? Just where we are here in News Talk HQ, I counted about 25 nail bars.
Wow.
They are popping up on every street corner.
Can you get a coffee in them?
You can get a coffee. Some of them do have little coffee shops in them too. You can get anything you like. I think the reason is people just love having their fingers touched. They love that kind of gossip and that camaraderie. They're definitely a trend. They are definitely a trend. And of course, we've had our nails done for years, but something's happened since...
In the culture.
Yeah,
but
the
people
culture,
do, but like there's lots of Instagram-y putting your pictures of your nails.
Actually just put a photograph of myself just there.
Well, there you go.
With my fingers.
You're one of them.
Yeah. On Instagram.
You're driving this whole thing.
This trend. But yeah, we're going to start in South William Street in Dublin too, at Tropical Popical. They were obviously put on the map. They were there since 2012. Saoirse Ronan did all her interviews back in 2016 when she got nominated for Brooklyn at the Oscars. And she kept mentioning, I'm going to try and say it right, even though, you know, Saoirse has done this for us. Here is Andrea Horan from Tropical Popical.
Saoirse was in here getting her nails done when she got her nomination, so she did all her media interviews here. We got so much buzz about the place and notoriety that definitely sets it in people's mind, and then when they hear the onomatopoeia and the name, it kind of sticks with them then. So yeah, it definitely heightened our awareness levels.
Have you seen an increase in nail bars popping up around the capital?
Absolutely. Nail bars have grown exponentially. When we opened, there was maybe three or four, which were very luxurious, very treat-driven nail salons, excellent nail salons. And we wanted to open up something that was a bit more affordable, fun, brash, tacky, loud.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so do I. Kitsch. And somewhere that you go to have a good time as well as getting a beauty treatment. So the whole point for us of opening a nail bar was that it didn't have to take in beauty standards. Everyone was welcome and everyone could leave feeling good. So no matter what was being foisted on them in media, etc. And we're open to all people as well. So the majority of our clients are obviously female, but we do have a number of male trans clients as well.
And is it about feeling relaxed, feeling loved, having a moment away from the hustle and bustle? Is that what brings people in?
Well, we probably have more of a hustle bustle in here when the music is pumping. But I think the reason emotionally people enjoy the getting their nails done is obviously you leave with nails that you can look at all the time when you get your hair done. You can only see it in a mirror or whatever. It's a very intimate appointment because you're essentially holding hands with someone, looking into their eyes and having conversations. So nail technicians and artists become agony aunts, they become psychologists, they become best friends. Like, we have people who, when they get engaged, the first person they tell is their nail artist.
Really?
Yeah, so there is a definite bond that grows, and most of our clients are return clients. So we have relationships with our clients, and that's very important to us because we're about providing an experience as well as just the treatment. So like we say that 60% of the journey into Tropical Popical is for nails, of course, but 40% of that is the experience. So that is made up of the relationships you make, the experience, the extra crack that was provided. So it's more than just nails. But also the important thing about nails as well is that it's a little treat that is affordable all the time. So even when we hit recession times, we opened in a recession. We opened in 2012 in the midst of the recession, and we are something that you can brighten up your day with very easily, quickly and affordably. It's like the way sales of lipsticks go up in a recession because people can afford to buy themselves a lipstick, whereas they may not be able to afford a full head of highlights or the dress they have their eye on. So it's about providing little glimmers of joy in people's days and then for the days after when they look at their nails.
There you go, little glimmers of joy to people, and maybe big glimmers, because she was saying that...
Yes.
If it's a whole ensemble situation, you're thinking about your nails along with everything else.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, it's basically like counselling. It's like going to see your shrink. It's everything. And they touch your fingers and they make you feel good about yourself.
That's the second time you've mentioned that. Do you enjoy having your fingers
I actually loved... We get onto that in a bit later on. But I did. I was touched. My fingers were touched.
Well, obviously.
It was...
But
I found it very...
Erotic?
I wouldn't say erotic. I would say relaxing, enjoyable, peaceful. I get it. I understand why they're queuing out the door their cuticles done.
Yeah, I can understand that. I couldn't... you know, people get their feet done.
There was a lady in the corner getting her feet done, and I wanted them to do my feet, but I knew they would need counselling after that.
I couldn't have someone touch me. I kicked them in the head.
You don't like people touching your feet?
No, I would find it tickly, you know.
It would be tickly.
Yeah, immediately. I just, you know.
For me, they'd have to get the sander out, and they do have...
Yeah, me too.
They do have sanders.
They have an industrial one.
Yeah.
That you can put your feet in.
Black and Decker.
You can get those little fish to eat them.
Oh, yeah. They used to be really, really popular.
That was, yeah.
And I did have a ped egg, I think. You know those things? You basically, it's like a cheese filer. You just file off.
Yeah.
Not one of them. But my feet need work. I'm definitely going
to those
have
filers, you have to kind of, you know, you might overfile one side and then not file the other, and then they're not. And then you have weird shaped feet.
You would
you
have
get a, you need, yeah,
yeah, one smooth.
You need a skilled kind of a carpenter, really.
Well,
would probably be best qualified.
Well, this
to
is
do
it.
That,
I mean, they call themselves
shake your feet down.
They call themselves nail artists, and there is definitely an art involved. But also the salons have them too. Dylan Bradshaw, I get to have a chat with him. I also meet Americans, but Dylan has put this new coffee bar in the reception of his hair salon. We have a chat.
Yeah, well, we've always done nails, actually. It's been part of it. We do pedis and manicures. It's part of the service. So obviously, a lot of clients, when they come into the salon and they're having a colour, it's a long visit, they can kind of maximise in their time. So it's a big deal now. A lot of women love to take care of their, not just how they look, but also it has a massive factor in how they feel.
And my nails aren't great. Your nails?
I have no nails.
And is that from biting or from
That's what you call 25 years of business. That's where you get no nails.
Congratulations going 25. Why is it that people want to get their nails done? Why do you think there's been an influx of nail bars?
I think it's just, for me, I think it's just, it's part of women wanting to present themselves a certain way and looking and feeling good.
Well, I'm going to let you get back. You've a lot of clients today.
I've got a lot of nail biting to do, yeah. See you, mate.
You were walking past me and I just couldn't help notice you had wonderful nails, so I stopped you.
Oh,
where did you get them done?
In Rockwall, Texas at the Cure Nail Salon.
And do you have a relationship with the staff there? I mean, a professional relationship as in, you know, camaraderie when they do your nails?
Definitely, yeah. They're a great couple. They just bought the nail salon about 2 years ago and trying to build up the business, and they're amazing people.
And what's it called?
Cure.
And you love getting this couple to do your nails?
I actually do, yeah. It's a nice little break for me.
And do you tell them secrets about your life, about your relationships, about how you're doing?
Actually, no. I mean, we talk about work, but mostly I talk about their family and what's going on with them.
You're her husband. You're from Texas, too. Tell us, you get your nails done?
Absolutely.
And is it okay for a bloke to get their nails done?
Absolutely.
Why?
Just depends on what type of nails you've got. So I was blessed and born with lady nails, where the nail actually extends way past the fingertip. So I've got bigger nails than most guys have.
So like a Spanish guitarist, big nails?
Fairly close. I always had trouble. So as a younger guy, I loved to rock climb. So for me, it was very hard to keep my nails in order because when you're trying to grip the rock and stuff, the nail would actually push up against the cuticle. So yeah, I like getting my nails done. And so like you said, for a bloke, totally fine to get your nails done.
There you go. There's a man with lady nails, I would have thought if you just let your nails grow, you'll have lady nails.
Well, yeah. What is lady nails? Are they like really long nails, you know?
Well, that's just letting them
grow. A
little
bit like a witch
type
thing.
That would happen to anyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would happen to anyone.
It would.
Really. That would be,
and
you could sharpen
sometimes.
Them and have them as a kind of a weapon.
Like Edward Scissorhands type thing.
Affordable, says the texter, it's 40 or 50 quid a pop to get your nails done. Right.
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, mine was €20, but I did leave a big tip. I couldn't help it.
Of course it is. You're so flash. My nail lady was the first person I told I was pregnant.
Wow.
She was also the first to know that I was getting a divorce. I can trust her with my life. Nail technicians are therapists.
They are.
I'm intrigued by that. Is it the same nail person she told? And what was the gap between the pregnancy and the divorce?
Yeah, because like on that, really? they want to share the information with their nail artist. And yeah, was there a gap? Was the nail artist even involved in that? That sounds fascinating.
But people do
really share everything with their nail artists and their beauticians. As I said, like a counsellor, like a shrink, and
yeah.
The gossip as well. And they're having a laugh and, you know, it's lots of camaraderie. And men like going there too. I did actually get to meet a lady. She was relaxing. She was getting into it. And a nail artist.
You're having your nails done. What is the nail artist doing?
She is taking off my last biop and putting on a new one, I guess. That's what's
So that's a layer?
Biop is a builder in a bottle, so it's a harder base that keeps our natural nails strong and protected from breakage. That's all it is.
Thanks, you're the professional.
And your nails do look lovely.
They are nice.
Why do you want to make them look special?
Well, I kind of like that I don't have to do anything to them for about 4 weeks, like literally nothing, and I can live my life and they look perfect.
Do you like having chats with the ladies in here, with the other, the nail artists?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm with somebody new today, but I'm usually next to her. My usual lady's on holidays. She chats a lot, doesn't she? But yeah, we're just...
Do you feel like you're cheating on your usual artist?
No. She made sure I'd be with somebody next to her. It's all good. She has to go on holidays too.
So you love getting your nails done. You love the feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like my time once every 4 weeks or so. And yeah, I love the colour. I'm getting gold sparkles.
It's very refreshing, like you're taking the old coat and putting
exactly.
a new one.
Exactly. It's kind of just, mindful time for me.
There you go. Someone says this is a good point. Retail is dead. Amazon has killed retail, but you can't get your nails done on Amazon. You can't get a fresh cup of coffee on Amazon. You can't get your beard waxed on Amazon. That is why nail bars, barbers and coffee shops are popping up when the small boutiques close down. I suppose that's the point. You can't get those
things. Kind of sad, really, to put it that way.
Yeah.
Unless the Amazon guy in the van did it for you, got out and you jumped in the van and he did the nails.
He wouldn't deliver any of his...
he'd be late.
And he'd be late for all his packing. Plus, he'd be in people's houses hearing about, like, oh, I'm getting divorced.
Yes.
And, you know, while he's slowly backing out.
There'll be no same-day delivery.
That would be dangerous. Do they do... Now, I mean, obviously, the people go in and they get, you know, they're getting the nails glammed up. Mm-hmm. But do they have to, like, act like... emergency doctors? Are there nail-based emergencies where someone's done something to their nail?
Or if they've stubbed their nail and it's a big incident, or
a dog bit it off or something?
Of course, they can sort all those things out. They can help people that are, you know, basically missing a nail, and they can put new ones on. I don't think they like to use the word fake nails. They have another word for them. I'm not sure what the word is. But, you know, they were able to remove and then put new ones on. Anyway, this kind of happened to this lady. She had her nail bits removed and then new ones put on. I asked her why she loves it, and I met her nail artist.
I like the surprise at the end of it. So kind of, I don't know how they're going to look. The last time I came in, I actually came in for a mystery mani, so you had a blindfold on. You don't know what you're going to get.
Really, a blindfold?
Yeah. So it was like little duckies when I took it off. It's always a little bit of a worry that, you know, my face doesn't lie very well, so what if you hate it?
So I could
but
just
I
get...
never have. It's always been amazing, so you can
really?
Get whatever you want.
Anything,
yeah.
And it's a total surprise.
Well, yeah, and kind of it's the artists who have the good ideas about what's going to look well on your nails, so it's kind of fun then to see how they end up. And then, you've got fun nails for 3 weeks.
I think I should get my nails done. You can look at them there. They're not great. I did them myself.
Definitely get a mystery mani.
So a mystery mani, you've got the blindfold on. You're a nail artist. How do the customers find it?
I think some of them can be a little scared, but I think for most people it just takes the pressure off of having to decide a colour or something to do. It's one less thing to have to think about. So usually a lot of the time we'll just make sure we ask exactly what colours they hate so we know what to avoid, so there's no disappointment. But I think it just takes the pressure off and it's one less thing people have to think about during the day, but they'll still come out looking nice and fresh.
So what do you love about making people's nails perfect?
I enjoy it because I think it's something that they usually take a bit of time out for themselves. So it's something, whether they're busy with kids at home, whether, I know, they're stressed through college, it's one little time where they can just chill out, have a bit of self-care and feel nice leaving afterwards. It's just a nice little boost to have, and also just a bit of crack to have the chats, especially if you've regulars, like, you'll know everything going on in their lives and keep updated with everyone. It's just a nice little social thing to do as well.
You know, you've been doing this 7 years. Mm-hmm. What were you doing before and what do you love about it?
I was a dental nurse beforehand, which was great and very interesting, but I originally went to art college, so I found if I wasn't doing something creative, I would tend to go a bit mad. So when I seen that Trop specialised in nail art, I was like, right, there we go, there's my gig. And yeah, I just find it's really fun because, like, I love doing like little recreations of different paintings or just a bit of a challenge, and it keeps me excited because I find like that if you're quite creative, not doing anything creative is a bit soul destroying. So it's nice. You kind of get a bit of a challenge day to day.
And what's that on your nails? Are they like sort of...
They're little blueberries.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, when you do nails, your nails get destroyed within a day, so they're only fresh for a little while. But it's nice. It's a bit of fun. It's a bit of a... bit of a kind of, I don't know, a challenge to see what you can do. And nails are always changing, it's always updating, so it's never the same.
Yeah, there you go. I've had the same nail woman for 19 years.
Wow.
Says one texter, I was having an affair for 4 years during my marriage. My nail lady was the only person I told.
That's fascinating.
That's fascinating. Though, I like, are you still married to this person? And if you're not, then maybe it came out some way or the other. Dan says the world record for the longest nails is held by Diana Armstrong. They're 42 feet long. She has strong arms, I'd say. So how do you scratch yourself if you've got those? And Joe says my partner loves Sha'Carri Richardson's nails, the Olympic sprinter. But her first comment is always toilet time must be tricky with those, which is true because she Sha'Carri Richardson mm-hmm. has really long, pointy nails. So
yeah, there must be a technique.
How does that work? You know, maybe you
put on some gloves over them or something. That could do it. Rubber gloves.
Someone needs to have a bit of a wipe. You could. There is a possibility of, you know, doing yourself, even stabbing yourself, or just kind of accidentally leaving one there.
But that's that.
that's a nightmare scenario.
It could be a really scratchy bottom.
Yeah, you could be. Then you know, some of these customers might be going in and saying, I'm missing a nail. I don't know where it is, though.
Well, this is it. Not everyone goes for the long nails. Some people like short ones. They just like them to be tidy. And there is something sensational about having beautiful, beautiful nails.
Yes.
I've never had my nails done before until now.
Until now.
And it was a really relaxing, special, special moment. I got to meet Bruna. From Brazil. She made me feel so at ease. It felt like a massage. I felt special. I felt loved. The attention. It was just wonderful.
Gosh, yeah, because I heard you mention Brazil earlier on. I thought you'd gone, like, you know, you'd
gone
really...
to Brazil.
I thought you'd had one. So I thought you'd really
just
leaned into the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah, but no. Okay, just
back,
the nails.
Sack and crack. Yes. No, I didn't. Yeah. That would have pushed up the budget quite a bit.
Yeah.
Actually quite expensive. I think I did read a different board from a different
massage
place.
You did have it done for professional reasons many years ago.
We did.
Yes.
We had it done on the Moncrief program
some
years ago out in Castle Knock before it was a thing. Back then, all of us were very hairy, so it was quite rare. I think it's quite normal now. But I think if you get that area done around back, sack and crack, it could be like €100. It's quite expensive.
Really?
Yeah. And then if you get the front done, it can be another €50. It can really add up. I mean... very, very expensive. But we're going to get back to nails.
Nails, yes.
And I did ask this lady why she likes getting her nails done.
Because I've taken to gardening recently and the nails are so bad they'd need professional help. They always give such a great finish here as well and it lasts for ages.
What's the name of this nail bar?
Nails.
Just called Nails?
Nails on Wicklow Street.
And you love it?
Love it, yeah.
I'm here with Bruna, a nail artist. You're doing my nails.
Yes, I'm doing... mini manicure for you and just cutting and some file.
So cutting and filing, and you're just using like the nail clippers I'd have at home in my bathroom, but you're doing it in such a skillful way. How much training did you have to do?
It's like more than 2 years I'm doing nails.
So you love it?
Yeah, I love my job.
So you're now getting out the file?
Yeah, now it's file. I'm just doing...
Well, that's an unusual sensation. Do you know, I've never had my nails done ever.
Never.
This is the first.
You do yourself.
Yes, and you can tell, can't you? So you just got little bits of my nail there, little bits of nail powder. We're making progress. It's happening.
Yeah.
And what do you think of the quality of my nails? Do you think they're any good? What do you think?
You have, yeah. Is it strong? Is good shape? Yeah.
Well, I think that's that hand finished. They're done?
Not yet. I'm going to just do something more soft to remove dead nails and dead skins around the finger, like that.
So you're getting rid of the dead skin. So, Brona, you're just finishing up. They look wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There you go. That's Bruna there giving, making, transforming Henry's fingertips into things of beauty, which they are now, Henry.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You should do some hand modelling because your hands look very modelly.
Oh, thank you. And she even
moment.
Massaged my hands as well.
Oh.
And she included that in the price for €20. And that shop was called Nails. And I was actually inside a, what do they call it when it's like not the same shop, but it is a concession.
Yeah.
In the back of kind of Brown Thomas near the car park. Right at the back of this fancy shop,
yeah.
All for €20.
Somebody wants to know what colour did you get? Now I can reveal that you didn't.
I didn't get a shine or a polish.
Oh, could you have got that?
I could have got anything I wanted. And now we live in a world where we express ourselves differently. I could have got big nails, new ones stuck on.
Yeah.
I could have got shiny violet colours. I could have had little poppies put on, or even top bits. As we heard from that lady, she had cherries. I could have had anything I wanted, but I just went for plain.
With a polish, just make your fingernails a bit shiny.
Shiny. And, you know, if I was crossing the road, a car could crash into me because the reflection would be so huge.
Okay.
So I didn't go for the shine.
Okay.
We'll just go for matte.
Well, baby steps. And, you know, the Radio Awards are only 2 weeks away, so we look forward to nail do you'll have for that.
I'll impress you.
Yeah, I bet you will. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.